Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And what was your question?
Phil, our question, my husband and I have a problem with our second oldest son. We found pornography in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And I know you've mentioned that you have three boys.
Yeah, but two of them are in college now. I've got one at home.
The fact that he had pornography, I found it very troubling. I think when the boys get that material and they hide it, it's troubling. But the other thing that really was bothering me and my husband, and we talked about it, and he's really baffled because both my husband and I are very liberal when it comes to society and other rights of people, and we are in no way racist, and we're in no way bigoted. We've got two couples that we socialize with who are African-American. And yet the pornography we found was photographs of black women. And for some reason, it really bothered me.
Now, where did you find this?
I found it in his room. I was in there changing some sheets and putting towels in the bathroom.
Was it just laying there?
I noticed, when I walked in, I noticed his desk, which was over in the corner of the room, and I happened to be at his desk, and I opened one of the drawers, and I found, I don't know, my husband, Steve, is here.
Well, I can only talk to one of you, okay?
How many?
There were about 12.
How many?
12.
There were probably about a half a dozen, or at least a dozen magazines, Phil, all of them featuring nothing but African-American women naked, and it really started to bother me, and neither one of us is bigoted, and we don't teach our sons that kind of thing.
All right, well, let me ask you, were you bothered that you found pornography?
No, it's not the pornography, because that's...
All right, so that didn't bother you?
No, we think that's normal curiosity. I mean, obviously, we'd rather he not have it, but I don't think there's any way you're going to keep young men from being curious about that.
All right, well, I agree with you on that one. I mean, obviously, they're coming into their that period of life. So let me ask you this. If it had been pornography of all white women, would it have? Would you have minded it then?
You know, I don't think having the pornography is bad, so I don't think that that would have bothered me.
So it bothers you that it's simply magazines with black women?
Well, it bothers me, yes. He has about 20 of these magazines, and they're all of black women, and yet my husband and I are not racists.
You don't have any bigotry?
Oh, no, absolutely not. Believe me, I'm the kind of person, you know, Phil, I'm the kind of I listen to your program, and we really enjoy it a lot.
Thank you.
I'm the kind of person who speaks her mind. If I had a problem with blacks, I'd say so, and I have none. So I'm really confused.
Well, there's got to be a reason, then, that your son has this pornography that you found, which you don't find unusual, because young men are going to be curious, and I agree with you, but it bothers you that it's of African-American women, and yet you're not a bigot.
Well, in many ways, I think it has to do with the fact that as he gets older, and then he marries, and he's living with his wife, to have these magazines in the house that feature nothing but black women, I think will be offensive to her. My husband has a subscription to something, I don't know what it is, but they are all of white women, and there are a few Latina women. A lot of times it's hard to tell because they don't show a lot of the faces, but it's not offensive to me, as it would be if they were black.
So when he gets older and he gets married and he buys pornography, it's better if there are pictures of white women so that when his wife finds it, it's not going to offend her.
Well, we hope that he doesn't... We hope he marries a white girl, not because we're bigoted, but because I think life is hard enough for young couples without having to deal with that.
You should tell him the idea, too.
My husband, Steve, had an idea that Seth's girlfriend, her name is Sarah, she's a wonderful girl, we really like her, and we hope the kids are stay friends for a long time. This weekend, she's coming over to watch some football with us. And our idea was that I should get one of these magazines before she comes over, leave it laying in my son's room so that when she sees it, she will...
All right, so why would you do that?
Well, I think she needs to know what she's up against. What is this? They say to step up her game, you know, because this is what he's interested in. And she is not black. She's white. She's obviously very attracted to my son. So I think I want to show her to say this is your competition.
All right, let me give our phone number, and your name is Bobby and your husband Steve.
Yes.
All All right. And our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. A mother who has found pornography in her son's room, which she doesn't find all that unusual. And I commend you for, I think, a progressive and healthy way of thinking. You don't want to make the kid feel guilty because he's interested in naked women.
No, not at all, Phil.
All right. But you're bothered because all the pornography that he has, all the magazines, feature nothing but pictures of black women.
That is correct.
And yet you are not a bigot.
Phil, there is not a racist bone in my body. There is not a racist bone in my husband's body. We have taught the boys that this world is for everyone. I think more than anything, when he gets older and he is enjoying these magazines, you don't want to have that kind of magazine in your home unless your wife is not going to feel, I guess, she's in competition with someone. So it's better to have, as I said, the magazines that my husband buys that we have in the den are of white women. And I don't know. I guess I just don't feel as threatened by that.
All right. This idea of having the girlfriend over to find this magazine, to step up her game.
Well, that's a phrase that the kids use.
All right, all right. In other words, she's going to find this magazine that her boyfriend, Seth, your son, has, and it's a black woman, and that will...
I think it will alert her to the fact she's very much enamored of Seth, because he's... we're very proud of him, and I guess, you know, you could say he's a catch. And she's a sweet girl. But she's, you know, she's a little bit, her parents are very religious. My understanding is they're very, I guess, Bible, you know, they're sort of fundamentalist.
Uh-huh.
And so I think it's best that she know that she's in, she's really stepped up in class a little bit, because this is obviously his taste. And were these magazines of white girls, I obviously would say to her, I it wouldn't be an issue.
All right. Well, I mean, you can look at Playboy magazine. Let's say any magazine that features predominantly white models. The women are pretty classy looking. I don't know who they are, really. That doesn't intimidate a woman?
No, because they're white, and, you know, basically, you know, other women who are white, I guess we all pretty much have one move, you know, as they say. And we all are familiar with it. But when you're up against...
All right, see, here's what's disturbing me, if I could interrupt you.
Sure.
You're talking about this in terms of... it's not disturbing me. It's you're talking about the finding these magazines of black women in your son's bedroom at more in terms of making the women in his life feel inferior.
Yes.
All right. So that's what it's about.
Yes, exactly.
But you don't call that being bigoted or...
No, Phil, we are not racist. To be racist is to consider African-Americans inferior, and I don't. If anything, the women are very beautiful and have a kind of a hold on white men. I don't know what it is. It's... there's almost a...
like a voodoo or something.
Well, my husband said a voodoo, but that's not what he means. But it is almost a mystical hold on white men, almost a forbidden fruit. And so, obviously, I think that's why Seth has those magazines.
All right, well, let's look at it this way. If you believe that the black women have a mystical hold on white men, then your son is going through this period where he's very fascinated with them.
Yes, but if he continues his fascination...
Well, then he'll marry one.
Well, God forbid, and I don't mean that in a racist way. I mean, no, obviously he's not going to marry one. I think he's more sensible than that.
Well, let me see, there you go. Why is that not sensible?
Because life is more difficult for young people, Phil, when it's an interracial marriage. People don't understand that. Seth is going to obviously be very interested in black women, but he'll marry a white girl. I'm simply saying he can't have that pornography laying around the house.
Because it'll intimidate his wife.
It'll intimidate her, and that's why I think I want it there. But I don't understand why I'm having a big problem with it, other than that. Because we're not racists, but when I saw these magazines with these black models, I remember I took one and just threw it. That's the last thing I remember. I just took it, and I threw it out into the street.
If it had been a magazine of white models, you wouldn't have done that.
No, I would have put it back. I probably would have said something to him like, you know, honey, do you think you should have that? But when I saw it was all of black women, I it's as if...
Like you wanted it out of the house.
Like I just wanted it out of my home.
All right, Ms. Dooley and Mr. Dooley, can you hang on?
Yes.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The problem of finding pornography in her son's bedroom, a 15-year-old, is not such a problem, but when she saw that it was all magazines of black women, she found herself troubled by that. Even though she's not racist, she feels that perhaps it has something to do with the fact that black women have some kind of a hold on white men, and that it wouldn't be practical for him to have these magazines around the house once he gets married, because his white wife will find them and feel in competition or something, is what she said, right, bud?
Yeah, something like that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. I know that when our kids have had that stuff, and, you know, my sons have had that down through the years, and we would just find it and we say, hey, you know, this is stuff that you shouldn't have in a house because your sister and your mom live here, and they're pretty cool with it. So, but I've never had to have the conversation with my son, hey, how come you're only interested in black women or Asian women? 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I guess more than anything, Ms. Dooley, and I'm talking with Bobby and Steve Dooley of Western Estates, California, about their son's some pornography they found in his room. And this is a pretty common thing. But you were disturbed that it was all of black women, even though you're not a racist, and I believe you.
Well, we're not, Phil. It is very difficult.
Well, that's why I'm saying. I guess what we're trying to do is help you understand what it is. We've got some people who are calling in. If you and your husband, or just you, actually, I can't have both of you on the line, want to take some phone calls.
Well, I'm a little bit nervous about that, but I will tell you.
It's fine. I'll moderate it.
What I want to say is this. It's really something that I think only women really understand. When your man becomes interested in an African-American woman, I don't think there's a woman listening to me right now that is going to disagree with this. There are things that he would be very shy with you about, but if he's with a black woman, he'll do anything that, you know, I hate to put it.
What do you mean, sexually?
I don't think that there is technically a violation of God's law that a white man won't happily walk all over if he's with an African-American woman. And,
Well, see, here's... Look, I don't want to go down the racist thing, but a lot of what you're saying has... I don't know. It's like the black people are different, and in a way that is kind of a... prejudice. I want to call it bigoted, and I won't call it racist, but there's a prejudice.
Well, no, it is not racist. It's. I think we're all different.
All right, let's just hold it there, and let's take a phone call. David, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
All right, Phil, I mean, I just think it's not a prejudice or really a racist, but it's a view, and it's a real tainted, it's a tainted view. I mean, I don't see where you're going with, if it was a white woman, you'd put it back. And if it's a black woman, you throw it out in the street.
It was very visceral. It was a visceral reaction.
An instant reaction of true feeling?
No, it was a visceral. Well, yes, but why is that? I'm not a racist. My husband isn't. It's just that when I saw that, you're really, as a woman, you're looking at photographs of women that are very, very serious competition.
Yeah, but then it's not a color thing.
Well, are you colored, or are you dating one?
No, I am Caucasian. I'm white, and I'm single right now. But that's not the fact, though. It's not really about race. Then it's about your personal.
It's just I don't have a comfort level with my son.
Well,
getting to know African American women, so that when he is married. And he subscribes to these magazines, you know, it's better that his wife not see them.
No,
the only way I can
mean,
put it. You know, because I just saw this one girl, she was black, and she had a thong on, and showing everything, and I just...
And she was beautiful.
And I remember thinking, this is almost a slut witch, you know.
Slut slash witch. That's some harsh words.
That's why I threw the magazine.
All right, let's go to another call. 1-800-449-8686. Crystal, go ahead. She's not there. Here is Cynthia. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Hi. My name is Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say that I think that you need a copy of this tape because you're not listening to yourself. I don't think it's about your son. I think it's about you and your interior with your husband. If he's saying that we're voodoo, I am a black woman, and
I don't have any racialism.
I think you need a copy of this tape because I believe so. Because if you listen to everything that you're saying, if you're getting that angry that you have to throw things across the room, then there's some issues there.
Wait, tell him honestly.
Well, my husband, I took the magazines and I burned them in the backyard.
And you don't think that's radical?
Let me ask you something. As a mother, if you're a mother, do you think your son should have pornography? Of course not. But so burning pornography would be that. But you're right. If they were of white women, I would have just thrown it in the trash. But
right. There
was something about seeing these beautiful black women. I needed almost to exercise or purge my home, you know? And,
well, now, what are we talking about? What do you mean exercise or purge the home?
Well, there is a... When white men are with black women... There isn't a law given by God to Abraham that they won't break. In order to
what are you saying? Is this some kind of a mystical hold, or
I don't know. Something other white women know. Now, this young lady, you're African American, correct?
Yes, I am.
Do you have a white boyfriend at all?
No, but I did have a white boyfriend before.
All right,
I got married.
Then you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I do not understand what you're talking about.
Well, what I'm saying is, had you just a little bit with that white boyfriend, had you said to him, you know what, tonight anything goes, he would have turned into an animal.
I don't think it would have mattered between a black man and a white man.
Well,
I don't think it would have mattered.
I'm having a hard time with this.
That's because that's something you're dealing with. That's something you need to deal with yourself, with your satisfaction, with your own self.
I'm happy with myself and with Steve. But I wonder if Seth will be happy with Sarah. Or will he want
to
be with, you know,
Vivian
or something.
You need to let him decide if he wants a black woman. Obviously, maybe he does want a black woman, but he thinks he can't bring it to you as a mother that, hey, I'd rather date a black woman.
Well, you know what it is? If he marries a white girl... And they're at the house or whatever, they blend in. But you marry an African-American woman, and how do I say this? African-American women have more pronounced posteriors. And what happens then is every man in the house is eyeballing that. And
oh, well, come on. I mean,
well, the lady said to get it out, so.
I know what you're talking about.
See, my husband knows.
But see, then again, you say it to your husband, but your husband said that we have voodoo. So there's a threat there. I believe there's a threat within you.
Really nice butt.
There's a threat there.
Well, all right, but I shouldn't ask you this. Do you have the pronounced?
I have, my breasts are nice, yes.
No,
I mean,
your rear end, your butt, your...
No, I'm a size 8.
The booby,
size
or I don't 10. Know what it's called.
The booty?
Yes.
It's okay.
You know, I had an African American girlfriend when I lived in Miami, and she wore beautiful dresses, and she was always tastefully dressed. Especially when you're at a family function, you're not going to be looking at any booty hanging out. I mean,
Well, Phil, that's what you're saying now, but why were you with her?
Because I liked her. Look, this isn't about me, okay?
Well, I think if you're honest, I think you'd say that it had a lot to do with the very pronounced posteriors.
Well, you know what? Thank you very much, Cynthia. 1-800-449. No, it did. Well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's worst nightmare. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with us, and they're talking about finding pornography in their son's home, room at their home. Pornography that was of nothing but African-American women, and that disturbs you.
It does, Phil, and it does my husband.
I've had some people I was talking to during the break. I have to say to you, Ms. Dooley, indirectly to your husband, found it a little offensive that your husband referred to it as voodoo.
Well, did you hear that?
Yeah, Mr. Allen, voodoo, but we got a hold, you know.
I guess what Steve's trying to say is, we're not bigoted. I mean, African-American women are beautiful. They're well-dressed. They're fastidious women. They keep beautiful homes. More and more, you find them having a great deal of education. So
is this a threat of some kind? Like maybe you feel threatened?
Oh no, no. Believe me, I can see how other white women would be, though. That I can see. And you know what? Maybe what it is, Phil, more than anything, I feel for my sisters, other white women. Because as the African-American woman continues to succeed, white women are an endangered species. More and more white men are going to see what they have to offer.
But you don't feel threatened yourself, is what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no, not at all. No. No, I am... No, my husband knows what I've got, you know, so that's fine. No, I think it's really all these other whites.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Carlani. Carlani, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm on. Hi.
Now, you were on a cell phone a minute ago, right?
Yes.
Okay. Who are you talking to there?
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm here in the car with my husband.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to say that it's obviously very, very racist to you. The only reason why I say hello.
Yes, I'm right here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. The only reason why I say that is because you are discriminating against one group of people. You've singled them out, basically, saying that black people have a voodoo quality. Are you doing that to cut me off?
I'm sorry.
I think when you're acknowledging her, it's
oh.
It's a little confusing.
No, I'm listening to everything she's saying.
Okay.
You said something, though. You said tinkle what?
You said that basically what you're trying to tell the audience is that...
Are you listening to what you're saying?
Yes. That was my husband. I'm sorry. We've got so much going on tonight.
Go ahead.
Oh,
no
problem. No problem. Mm-hmm. What you guys have basically said that black women only have their looks to offer. And that's all they have, only their looks.
No, I think African-American women have looks. No, far from it. I think they have a very strong magnetism that can make make just a circus freak out of the average white man.
Is that black women do that. I have black women who are my friends who are just as shy and who are just as modest as a white woman who would be in the room. I have black and white friends who women who are just as shy,
Yeah. Well, I don't know what it is, Carlani. I looked at this magazine and there they were, bewitching, beautiful, very earthy. Yes, there were the jungle scenes. They always posed the black models in the jungle in the Carib. The very Bahamian thing, and it was all. And some of them had water on them, as if they just had to swim in a river, you know, as if they'd been washing their clothes at the river, you know, and they just looked up, and there's a photographer there, photographing them in tree houses. A lot of jungle things that white men find almost irresistible, and as I said, an average sober family man can be turned into a gibbering court jester.
Okay, but have you looked at white porn? White porn has scenes also. The same exact thing.
Well, no, but they're not black.
They're not black.
They don't have the black.
they have. You made a comment earlier.
Well, that's what the lady's saying.
You've seen a woman with thongs.
I'll make some onion soup mix.
Hold on for a minute, would you, Carlani? What is your husband saying?
He wants to make onion dip out of the onion soup mix that we have because the boys are here.
Okay, because I can hear him.
Go ahead and make it with the onion soup mix.
Just put it in the sour cream?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that you made a comment earlier about, yeah, these black women in thongs. You act like white women don't do that.
You know as well as I do that when a white woman puts on a thong and a black woman puts on a thong, it's... I mean, the black woman blows the doors right off the white girl.
What you are saying is that 100% of all women, all black women, have big booties. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying they have magnetic, alluring figures that can turn a sober Caucasian insurance executive into a gibbering, leaping fool.
You know what? I grew up in a city, ma'am, where there was a lot of black women. And you are totally stereotyping because I could tell you that more than half those women do not pose that quality.
Steve, my husband wanted to say, what is it, Steve?
Ma'am, my name is Steve Dooley. How are you? Ma'am?
Hi.
Why is it then in some of the mags that my son had for the full page, they needed a full page fold-out for the black models?
They need more space in the magazine for the black models.
So what does that mean?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your question.
Well, if black women are not more alluring than white women, then why, where it only takes one page to show a naked white woman, does it take two pages to show a naked black woman?
I could pull out 10 magazines that have women, white women, that have full pages that does the same thing. Not in my house. I'm sorry, ma'am.
You have porn in your home?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Our family does not look at porn.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that you're basically saying that all the magazines that they have, only black women will have the full page.
Yes, and the reason for that is that they literally...
That's not true.
Well, no.
That's not true.
Well, you should look at this one magazine my son had. It's called, forgive me, but it's called 60 Pages of Black Butt. That's the name of the magazine. They need this is ridiculous, but they need one page for one cheek, another page for the other cheek.
All right, we don't have to get graphic into the descriptions of the photograph. I don't know that this is furthering. You are confused as to why you took that magazine, threw it in the street, and the rest of them you burned.
Yes, and Phil, I don't know why I felt compelled to say the rosary.
Ma'am,
you said the rosary over burning black porn?
Yes.
You know what? In no disrespect whatsoever, I do believe that there is a level of prejudice that you have in your heart.
How can I be prejudiced when I'm a practicing Catholic?
You know what? Ma'am, I have four children of myself, my husband and I, okay? We have four children. We do not see color. And
Are you a Latina?
You know, as a matter of fact, no. I'm mixed.
Because I could see where your husband would love you very much, because Latin women, they can compete.
No, I'm not Latin, ma'am. I'm not Latina. I am Filipino.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I have friends from all over, ma'am.
No, that's not really. But Carlani, you come from the Philippines. I burned the black pornography and said the rosary. Almost as if I was trying to drive the demon out of my yard.
But would you do that with a white magazine?
No, of course not. Why? Why would you need to?
Yeah, well, why would you need to with a black magazine?
I need to get whatever it was that was drawing my son Seth deeper and deeper into almost a jungle fever. There, I said it.
That's a racist remark, ma'am.
I don't think so. And being Filipino, I don't know where you're in a position to say that. But
I would think that she would be in a position to say that.
Because I am of color. I am of color.
A minute ago you said you weren't colored, and now you are?
She said she wasn't black and she wasn't a Latina. But she is a woman of color.
She said she wasn't a colored.
Ma'am.
She didn't say colored. She said a woman of color.
I am a woman of color. Okay? I have
what color? I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
See, that's what I mean. You know what? If you guys are practicing Catholic,
let me ask you a question.
You really need to discern and understand what the Lord is telling you. Okay?
Carlani, I'll tell you something. 2 months ago, I found a magazine in my son's drawer. It was all Filipino models. I didn't have a problem with it. It was had a ridiculous name called Philippine Tang.
You know what?
The stupidest name. I didn't care because Filipino women are slight and they're submissive. I think you'd agree.
Look, before you insult this woman.
I'm not insulting her.
Yes, you are. Filipino women are submissive. Carlani, we got to take a break. I wish I could continue with you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686.
Where is that Filipino tank? Because I kept it out of the...
It's over in the... It's in the garage.
What? Are you guys holding on to these magazines?
No, not at all.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I don't know what it is. I'm not a racist. I think what I am, Phil, more than anything, is a concerned mother that...
Let me ask you something. Do you think it's normal for a man to have pornography laying around the house?
You're talking about a man?
Yeah.
I think as long as, if it's his relaxation, I don't know what you're asking. I mean, I grew up with it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Why do you ask that?
You mean your father had, like, porn magazines laying around?
Well, he didn't have them laying around, but he had them in his, in the den. And,
Were the kids weren't allowed to look at them, were they?
You know what? We never really even had to be told. We knew that was Dad's reading material. And, you know, I saw the hurt look on my mother's face when she would look at these National Geographic studies. My father was a big one for those National Geographics. And as you know, they had a lot of pictures of African-American women in them. And
well, they weren't African-American women. They were Native African women.
Well, yes, they were African women. And... my father had stacks and stacks of those. And I saw the hurt look in my mother's face.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Robin, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Robin?
Yes, I'm here.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Yes, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't catch her name.
My name's Bobby Dooley, and my husband, Steve.
Okay, Bobby. My name is Robin.
Hi, Robin.
And I just want to say, you know, it does seem like you have issues with race. I don't think it's
No, I'm fine with race.
I don't, you know, your conversation doesn't state that at all. And you claim to be a woman of God,
but
you know.
What am I saying that is so racial?
The simple fact that you have to generalize everybody. Oh, well, in the porn magazine, they had one cheek for the black woman, you know, or half the magazine for one cheek and the other half for the other cheek.
No, she was asking me about why are African-American women so alluring to white men?
What does that have to do with anything at all?
Well, I'm simply saying that I fear for my fellow white women. I'm fine with my husband, but... black women are beautiful, and they're...
And so are white women. I have plenty of friends that are Caucasian, and they are beautiful women on the inside as well as the outside.
Well, a lot of them are, but a lot of them are they're riding on their laurels, and a lot of African-American women now are very beautiful, very well-dressed, very
educated.
And have
always been.
Well, you know, you're going to get an argument with me there, but I...
Well, wait a minute.
Wow.
What does that mean?
What? What did I say?
What do you mean you're going to get an argument with me?
Are you trying to tell me that Aunt Jemima was some kind of a...
Aunt Jemima was not the only black woman on earth at the time when she came out.
Can I ask you a question?
And she was still, I'm sure, a very beautiful person to her family and friends.
Well, I don't know that is what I would call a contemporary hairstyle, pigtail.
For the 1930s? Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Jean Harlow didn't wear it. Ooh, got you there. No.
Wow.
You know what? Jean Harlow was a pampered movie star. The average working woman in America
does not have a makeup artist on deck all day.
I don't know of any white women that have to conk their hair. Now, I was...
Okay, look at here you come with all this conk and the hair stuff.
Wow.
I
think you have serious issues with race, and it probably results to your own self-hate. And I think that more than anything, you should address what's going on inside of you before you go around judging others because of their race or the conk in their hair, et cetera, et cetera. I think you are very... racist person, and you have got some serious problems.
Are you for real?
I am very for real.
Oh, my God.
I think you should be ashamed of yourself that you're on the radio stating something like that, and you're putting a rosary on top of burned porn because it was black women?
No, I said a rosary. I didn't put it on top. And the other thing I want to say is this. Excuse me. I guess that's your phone has a message.
Can you continue what you're saying?
Did your phone... Okay. I want to simply say this. I'm very hurt by what you said.
I'm very hurt by what you said, as well as other women,
real.
I'm sure.
I find it very difficult. Oh, my God, that's rude.
Look, at her phone's beeping. Forget about it.
Look, I think that I'm very hurt by what you said, and I don't believe that you're for real.
Wow.
See,
I don't
think that's what I wanted to say. Were you a hippie?
There's still people like you around.
Oh, my God. Were you ever a hippie?
I cannot believe
were
it.
Were you a hippie?
Was I a hippie?
Yes.
No, I was not.
Because every other word with you is wow. Like you're looking at
no, because I'm really
an
LSD amazed at the fact that you are even
right.
serious about what you're saying.
All right, Robin.
You know, you might want to get that, Robin. It could be your white boyfriend.
That was
wow,
uncalled for.
That's really sad.
Wow.
All right, look at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
That ain't cucumber dressing.
1-800-449-8686.
Well,
the Phil Hendry Show is back.
I just have a few seconds, Bobby. Go ahead.
Well, this past weekend, we went to the SC Trojan game, and we saw one of the L.A. Lakers.
Who was it?
I don't know. It was a Laker.
How did you know it was a Laker?
Well, because it was with a white woman. So anyway,
you get out of here.
Hey, are you hanging up with my wife?
Yes, I am.
Do we get a prize or anything?
No, you don't get a prize.
What a douche.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
That tears it.